This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Hi, welcome to Just Women, and I've got a great guest for you today. I'm Mandy Dynley, and today I've got Trudy Simmons. So she's a clarity and productivity business coach with a knack for hearing the actions that you want to take to further your business towards success. Trudy grows engaged communities through proving that being the whole of yourself attracts the audience, an ideal client that is for you and your business. She is absolutely brilliant. I have seen her work for myself, and she also runs a fantastic Facebook group. It's the Hampshire Women's Business Group and an international group. And of course, we being in Weybridge, based in Surrey, this is on the Hampshire-Surrey border, so it's for everybody, isn't it? So over to you, Trudy. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. I love talking about motivating people and getting people to, or women entrepreneurs in particular, to think about how their potential, what their potential is and how to reach it. And I think that women entrepreneurs get stuck in the fact that they don't know how to get to the big picture. And what I do is take everything out of your head, structure it into actionable plans. Then we take the baby steps that you need to take to be able to reach the big picture.
So Trudy, I know you work with women predominantly, don't you? And you do an amazing job. And we'll get on to that in greater detail, hopefully. But what I want to ask you is, how did you get to be doing what you're doing today? And how come you're working with mainly women now? What's inspired you?
Well, a few things. I left a big corporate career and I decided to take a year off. And a friend of mine had a business and she said, "You're so good at just getting things done. Can you come and help me for a couple of months?" And I thought, yeah, okay, no problem. I was living in Melbourne in Australia and she was in Sydney. So I was going to go and live on the beach for a couple of months. And I thought, it's hard life. So off I trundled up to Sydney. And I helped her with her business for, it ended up being 3 months. And we got done in 3 months what she'd wanted to get done for 5 years.
Wow.
And other people started hearing about it. So, and they weren't small things. She wanted to build a swimming pool. She wanted to build a cafe. She wanted to build a stadium, not a stadium, like a sports center. And we just put all these plans in place so that they were achievable things. And she did it. Not within 3 months, let me be clear, but and then as other people started hearing about it, they said, "Oh, I've heard what you've done. Can you come and do it for me?" And I said, "Yeah, okay." And after about 6 months of doing that, somebody said, "You're a business coach." I said, "Am I? That sounds fun. Okay." So I started up my own business from there, and that was 11 years ago.
That's amazing. So this is it a friend that you helped, or a lady?
It was a friend.
A friend. So you obviously helped her put all those plans in place that made her dreams come alive.
Yes. And it's one of those things where, because we are in our businesses, we can't see how to get some things done outside of. So her big thing was, "I want to build this sports centre." Well, to me, that just means you're going to take the steps towards it. Whereas when you're stuck in the business and you're running it and you're working in the business, then you get so stuck in those the day-to-day that you can't see the big picture and how to aim for it. So I just took that dream from her and ran with what she wanted to get done and put the people in place that need to be there and the systems in place, and she achieved it within, I think, 3 years later she started building it. So I mean, there's a lot that goes on in between those places.
So what do you think was it that gave you those skills that to be able to do that for her?
Oh, well, that's a great question, Mandy. There's a few things. My background is in operational management. So I've always run businesses for the CEOs. And my gift, my talent was finding the right people and working with their strengths in putting them in the position where they could succeed. So that was great. I also used to write specifications for building computer systems. And computers can only do what they are told to do. So you have to look at the very big picture of what you might want the system to do in 5-10 years' time, and then start from the beginning. So I'm able to see the big picture and the next step, whereas most entrepreneurs that I've been told can see the next step or the big picture. I can see both.
Yeah.
And I just one of the questions you asked a minute ago is why I work with women. I made a conscious decision that men and women think differently. We know that, right? Uh-huh. Men are from Mars. But I had dealt in the corporate career with big CEOs, with men, and my personality changed to being very regimented and, yep, I can get that done and let's put the plan in place. And I left there totally burnt out and not liking myself too much. So when I made these decisions that, okay, I'm going to go and start my business, I decided to start with women because it's women want support. Men want a plan. Women want support and a plan. And I wanted to feel like I could be the whole of myself. And I couldn't do that with the male energy that I had been around in the past. So I decided to go with women. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And you make a lot of difference to a lot of women, which is amazing. It's good to hear why you work with women and, you know, your background. That's incredible. So tell me about some of the things that you're doing now. What are you up to? What's going on? And how are women feeling at the moment with all of this? And like, too many questions.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
No, there is a lot going on. And when you look at everything that especially women have been through in the last 18 months, it is this feeling of feeling trapped in more ways than one. Whereas before, we all feel levels of guilt for no particular reason, but we just take on these levels of guilt and try to be superwomen and run businesses, run homes, run children, run husbands, third children. And this last year has really tested everybody in what they're not just able to do, but what they're able to let go of. And I think that my role in this last year that I've taken on is that my new kind of line for my business has been that I entertain women in their businesses. I have a really strong sense that when women feel like they're having a laugh, that they're having a giggle, that it's not all doom and gloom, that they can get more motivated. And when you get more motivated, you can be more confident. And when you're more confident, you can be visible with your business. And without being visible, you can't get to your audience. So my role in this is to be a complete nut job and go and motivate people in whatever way that looks like so that they can be happy, build a happy business.
So you're raising their energy levels, but you're also coming in with all the valuable information that they need to help them, you know, be more productive, think outside of the box. And what part of your job and what you're doing, it's more than a job, isn't it? I can see it's a passion, but what part of it do you love the most?
Oh, crikey. I absolutely love every single thing that I do, or I wouldn't do it. I have made big decisions over the last 11 years of what to stop doing because either my heart's not in it anymore or it doesn't float my boat. And if that happens, I'm immediate. I stop, I move on, I find the next thing that's going to float my boat. So I love every single thing that I do. What do I love the most? I love the spectacular online business symposium because about 7 years ago, I had a business coaching session with my business coach in Australia. And they said to me, where's that singing, dancing, tutu wearing child that you were when you were six in your business? And because you come out of corporate, you don't think you can be that person. And I set up the spectacular business symposium because I used to do it in person. And I turned up in a tutu and I did a lip sync battle of Beyonce, which is still spoken about now. But all of those women, and there was 70 women in that room in Sydney, and they all walked out of there with an absolute business plan of what they were going to go and implement into their businesses. Because I am very much about taking action, making things implementable, and making sure that you're getting the information that you need to grow your business, not somebody else's. But if we can do all of that and have fun, I'm going to do it.
And that sounds amazing. So your symposium, do you bring lots of experts to the floor then as well?
Yeah. And I bring them from around the world because I do think that when we're in our businesses, we know the people that we know. And I have had a worldwide business, especially when I was based in Australia, that you have to branch out of that little land. And so I know a lot of people. I've been in a lot of masterminds around the world and business coaching around the world. So yes, I make sure that I get speakers that you've never heard of, but once you meet them or you've heard of them, you see how big they are and you think, crikey, how did she get them? And that's really exciting to put people like that in front of people that may not have heard of them before.
So when is the event? How often do you run it? Is it once or twice a year?
It's just changed. Because it's virtual now, we're doing it twice a year in March and November. And the next one is about sales and storytelling. And the speakers are based around helping you to get that elegant sale rather than feeling like it's the icky sale. And how to tell your business story so that you can engage with your ideal clients, which unless you've got that, you're talking to people without the emphasis behind it of how to engage with them and connect with them in a real way.
So for the sake of our listeners who are listening, who would you suggest should come? I mean, I can think of loads of people, but who would you suggest, Trudy, that should come to that lovely event?
Any woman entrepreneur that wants to sell something.
at any stage of her business, would you say? If she's,
yes.
Obviously, if she's rolling and hugely successful, she probably doesn't need it. But then I always believe you can always learn. You never stop learning.
You absolutely, you cannot stop learning because things change so quickly. And I love it when people say things like that. If I have to nail it down, it would be people that have been in business for 1 to 5 years, women that have been in business for 1 to 5 years. It is a women's conference. But there's a woman coming on to speak about public speaking and being on video and how to get your message across with confidence. Everybody needs a refresher in that at all times. I need refreshers in that. And I've known this woman for 7 or 8 years. There's another lady coming on that's going to speak about how to find your wild. So exciting. She's going to, and just in the way that she does it, I just love it. It gives me goosebumps. And the way that she does it, you're not going to see it coming. And then at the end, and you're going to go, I'm not getting involved in this. And then you'll do it and go, that was the best thing I've ever done.
I love that. It sounds like a really good gig to go to me, because I get quite enthusiastic listening to other people who have got a lot to offer and taking the content in. You can learn so much from other people, can't you? Will you be wearing your tutu or not?
Look, I did last time. I like to shake things up. So yeah. You just don't know what I might wear this time.
So Trudy, I've got some questions to ask you. So yes. What has been the most useful resource to you over the last few years?
Look, honestly, I think joining masterminds is one of the best resources that I've personally used. I run them as well, but I do think that having that peer input from people that are either at your level of business or ahead of you is really helpful to help you bounce ideas off and to be able to think outside of where you might be stuck in your own head.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think when you get into a mastermind group, you really nail it down, can't you? Where you're going wrong, where you need to be. And other people join in as well, don't they? And help you with their... I always think you learn a lot when other people ask questions as well.
Yeah, they challenge you. You've got to be challenged. Yeah. If I don't feel challenged in being asked the right questions, then it's a waste of time. Because I'm set on what I do. I have absolute clarity on what I'm building. And sometimes I just get stuck in my own head of confidence, self-esteem. We all have it. But people seem to think that I don't. And I do.
You do. Oh, you do. And so you should. But what...
Yeah.
Another question is, what thing do you wish you had known before you started what you're doing now?
I think definitely I wish that I could start again and put the systems and software in place to build from the ground up. And honestly, this year, I'm kind of starting with scratch with that again for the right reasons, because I want a sustainable growth period in this year and next year. But I wish that I had done that from the beginning, even if it was just knowing what I was going to go and use and then putting those in place sooner. It gives you a lot of scope that once you start and you don't have those things in place, it limits you until you put them in place.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Thank you, Trudy. So we've only got a couple of minutes to go. Would you believe it? Just goes so quickly. Right. So I need to ask you, what have you got coming up, and how can people get hold of you if they want to be involved with the symposium and other things? How will they find you?
The website address is thedaisychaingroup.com. And all of my things are run underneath that. There's the spectacular online business symposium. There's going to be the spectacular challenge to £1 million that I'm going to run again this year. I have the Happy Business Mastermind, which is a phenomenal 4-month one-on-one coaching. So you get way too much of me. and I'm going to run a business retreat, which is going to be really good fun and a chance for women to get away from home. Just 7 women and come and be in luxury and do business.
Oh my God, that appeals to me. So Trudy, one bit of advice, what would you give to somebody out there who's they've got talent, they're creative in some way, or, you know, they've got business attributes. What would you say to them to get going and get started?
Weirdly, never change who you are. You can have whatever business you want. You can put all the formulas in place. But if you have to change who you are to be the businesswoman that you want to be, you'll fall over because it's exhausting and you become resentful for your business. And I know that because I've done it. You just remove the mask, be the whole of yourself, and get out there and show people who you are and what you do and why you do it. Love it.
That's gorgeous. Thank you, Trudy. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Mandy.
Really appreciate it on the Just Women Show. That was Trudy Simmons, and hopefully you'll be going and finding her website and seeing what she's all about because she's really inspirational. Thank you.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.